ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Baruchim HaMazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Masech Erechin Daf Vav. And we're going to start with this that the Gemara says, Eivet Kachavim Sheis Nadiv Kaira, V'Shem Kasav Aleha, a guy that's Menadiv, a beam, to a base of Knesses, but there's a Shem Shemayim, written on the Kaira. So the Gemara says what you can do is Yagud v'yishtamish b'maisar. You cut off the shame and you could use the rest of the Kaira. So to the Gemara later brings another Braisa, Hayakasav al yadis hakelim v'akari hamita. If there was a Shem Shemayim written on the handles of kelim and on the feet of a bed, Hareze yagud v'yignais. You could cut off the shame and use the rest of the kli. And the Gemara is Masber, the Shem shalei b'mkaimai lav kadosh. Now Rashi brings down two pirushim. What does this mean? Shem shalei b'mkaimai. The first pshat of Rashi is that if a shem is written on a kli or on a kaira, shalei b'mkaimai anywhere else on the kli or on the kaira is not kadosh. Only the makam of the shem itself, which is why you can cut off the place of the shem, and the rest of the kli or the kaira is mutter b'ana. So the way to read this line is the shem shalei b'mkaimai lav kadosh. When there's a shame written, shalei b'mkaimai, not in the place of the shame, is not kadosh. Rashi brings out a second pshat, that shem shalei b'mkaimai means that a shame that's not written in its usual context, like in this situation where a shem is tam randomly written on a kli or a kaira, that shem is lav kadosh. And the way to read the line is, the shem shalei b'mkaimai, lav kadosh. And Rashi's masber, what would constitute b'mkaimai? It's only if it's written al haniyar v'sheyichtoiv hamikra im Hashem kinsinasai. If it's written on paper together with the mikra, so it's written in a tzura which it can be read or learnt in a usual fashion, that's called the shem b'mkaimai, and that has kedusha. But a shem shalei b'mkaimai doesn't have kedusha, and that's the reason why it's mutter to use this kaira or this kli, because the shem is a shem shalei b'mkaimai. Nevertheless, you still have to cut off the actual Shem, even though it doesn't have Kedusha. And that's because using it with the Shem can lead to Mechikas Hashem, which is an Isser, even though we're saying the Shem Shalei B'mkaimai doesn't have Kedusha. This last shtickle is the Hezbar of the Briskerov in Arasugya and other Achrayim as well. Akoponim, it comes out that these two Purushim are Be'emes having two Machleksen. One machlekes is whether or not a shem that's written out of context, if it has kedusha or not. According to the second lashon, it doesn't. And according to the first lashon, the shem does have kedusha. It's just that the rest of the kli and the kaira doesn't have kedusha. But the makam of the shem itself does have kedusha. The other machlekes is whether or not in a situation where a shem has kedusha, is it mutter to cut off the shem and be nehenef from the rest of the kli, or the entire kli has to be nignaz. According to the first Lashon, even though the Shem does have Kedusha, Shalei B'mkaimai, not in the makam of the Shem itself, is Mutter B'hana. Whereas according to the second Lashon, if the Shem would be a Shem that has Kedusha, it would be also to use the Kli in its entirety. It's only because the whole Shem doesn't have a Kedusha, because it's a Shem Shalei B'mkaimai, that it's Mutter to use the Kli. But if it would have Kedusha, it would be also to use the entire Kli. Now the Briskerov in Arasugya is Ma'irer, L'chaira, what kind of din kedusha is this? Hare, we're not referring to the iser of leisasim kein l'shem lekechem, the iser of mechikas Hashem, because that we see that even according to the second lashon that says that because it's Hashem shalei b'mkaimai, it doesn't have kedusha, you still have to cut off the place of the Shem itself because there is an iser of mechikas Hashem. So, which other inyan of kedusha is the Gemara referring to when the Gemara says that shalei b'mkaimai doesn't have kedusha? V'aid, we have to understand, according to the first Mahalach, what's the reason why the makaim of the Shem is Kadosh? Even if the Shem itself has Kedusha, mechateza, that the place on which the Shem is written gets Kedusha. And we have to point out that Taisus in Arasugya B'Dibri Maschol Yagud, he explains that when we say that the makaim has Kedusha, that means the entire thickness of that makaim has Kedusha. And even if you peel off the Shem, it's going to be usher to use the chelik of the kli, or the klaf, which is underneath it. How does the makaim get kedushas Hashem? That's the second aura which the Briskerov is meyer. And the third aura which the Briskerov is meyer, that according to the second Mahalach and Rashi, where he holds that the only reason why it's mutter to use the kli or the kaira is because the Shem is the Shem Shalabim Kaimai, and the Shem has no Kedusha. But if the Shem would have Kedusha, it's usher to use the entire Kli and the entire Kaira. That's for sure Shver. Mechatesa that it should be Chal, an Indian of Kedusha from the Shem itself on the remainder of the Kli and the Kaira. Another thing that we have to understand, according to the second Lashon of Rashi, if there is a Kedusha Hashem, why would it make a difference if the Shem is written Bimkaimai, like it's usually written in its regular context, Al Neyar, with the whole Pasuk, or if it's written alone? We're talking about Kedusha Hashem. The Shem itself should have Kedusha, no matter in what context it's written. So to be Masber all these Shilas, the Briskarov says a big aside. That this that we find, that there's a Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, that's usually a reference to the Sifrei HaTanach, which are written on the Sefer Obadiah. But it's mevor that there's another Inyan of Kisvei HaKodesh, and that's a Sefer which has in it an Azkara, a Shem Shamayim. That itself, that the Sefer has a Shem Shamayim in it, gives it a Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh. And it's in regards to that that Arasugi is talking about. And it's in regards to that that there's a machlekes, the two lashinas. The first lashon holds that the Shem Shamayim itself, even if it's not written in the context of a pasuk, that itself gives it a kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, the klaf, the makam of the Shem, or in our situation, the kli, or the kaira, that is the klaf of Kisvei HaKodesh, which is why that is also asur b'ano. Now, nevertheless, according to the first lashon of Rashi, it's going to be different than usual Kisvei HaKodesh, because a regular Kisvei HaKodesh, the Sifrei HaTanach, there's an Isser and there's a Kedusha, also on the Gilyan, on the rest of the Kisvei HaKodesh, even where the Ksav is not written. We're going to have to say that there's a Kula in this Kisvei HaKodesh of Azkaris, that it's only in the Makam of the Azkaris itself, but in the remainder of the Kli, or of the Kaira, there is no Kedusha as Kisvei HaKodesh. That's how the Biskrov is Masber according to the first Lashon of Rashi. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, it's even more Gishmak. Because we're not dealing with the Kedusha of Kedushas Hashem, but we're dealing with the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, it only has the Shem Kisvei HaKodesh if the Shem is written in the context of a Pasuk. Then it has a Shem of Kisvei HaKodesh. But if it's just written a random Shem, not in its usual context, it's not going to have a Shem of Kisvei HaKodesh. But in a situation where it would be in context and it would have a Kedusha, then Avada, the entire Kli, the entire Kaira, would have the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, just like we find by all Kisvei HaKodesh, that even the Gilyan, even the Chalakim of the Klaf, where there is no actual writing, also has the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh. So Lemaisa, according to the second Lashon, it is closer to the regular din of Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh, where it has to be in the context of a Pasuk, and also even the Gilyan has a Kedusha. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, it's a mechudashtika concept of Kisvei HaKodesh, because the Shem itself, even with no other writing, already gives it a Kedusha, and also only the Makam itself is Kodesh, but not the rest of the Gilyan. But Akalpanim, that's the pshat that the Briskarov says in these two Lashinas. Now, Lamaisa Taisus in Arasugya, B'divya Maschol Yagud, and we mentioned it before, he says, V'zeh Lashinai, Yesh li zoher kishakaisvin sifrei Torah itvilin v'garu Makam Hashem, she'ein lichtoiv v'makaymai. If they wrote a Sefer Torah, and they wrote the Shem in the wrong place, and they peel off a part of a cloth that has the Shem, says Taisvis, we cannot write anything else, any other words, in that place where the Shem used to be. And that's because the Shem Bimkaimai has Kedusha. This is L'chayr Lek Rashi's first Lashon, that he says that the Mukim itself has Kedusha. And when we say Shem She'ein Bimkaimai doesn't have Kedusha, we mean not in the Makam of the Shem, but elsewhere on the Klef. But Lemaisa, the Briskarov asks a Mari Tikakash on this Taisus. Because if we're referring to the Indian of Kedusha's Kisvei HaKodesh, that wouldn't asur us in that place to write the proper words that the Kisvei HaKodesh require. Hare, we're writing a Sefer Torah. It's obviously not possible to say that the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh precludes us from writing the actual proper words of the Kisvei HaKodesh in the place that the Shem was. So Be'echreach, Dr. Biskarov, and Taisus, we have to say that there's a new concept of Emes of Kedushas Hashem, and it's not an Indian of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. Kedushas Hashem is Chal in the Mukam of the Shem, and it's also to write anything else there other than Shem Shamayim itself. And even though we're writing a Sefer Torah, nevertheless, because this Mukam was a Mukam where the Shem was written, even though you peeled off the top layer of the Klav, it's also to write anything other than Hashem Shemayim in that makam. That's how the Biskrav is Masber, this Taisvis. Now, L'chaire, we can say that once we see that in Taisvis, Akapanim, the Biskrav is forced to be Mechadish, that there's a new inyan of Kedushas Hashem. So there's a precedent from the Rishayim that we're not talking about Kedushas Kisvei HaKadosh, we're talking about Kedushas Hashem. L'chaire, that could be the Pshat in the first Lashon of Rashi as well. The Kedusha that we're referring to is not Kedushas Kisvei HaKadosh, but rather Kedushas Hashem, which is why anywhere else other than the Shem, it's mutter to use. Because only in regards to Kedushas Kisvei HaKadosh, all the Gilyanis Aser, but Kedushas Hashem is only Makadosh the Makam itself. And it's also why Taisus in the first Lashon holds that the Shem doesn't have to be written in the context of a Pasuk, even the Shem itself already creates a Kedusha. But even that we could say that Be'emes, the two Lashonis of Rashi are Gufa, arguing in this Nakuda, whether we're talking about a new inyan of Kedushas Hashem, or we're talking about a Kedusha of Kisvei HaKadosh. The first Lashon holds we're talking about an inyan of Kedushas Hashem. That's why it's only the Makom of the Shem, and not the other Gilyanis. And that's why it doesn't require that the Shem should be written in the context of a Pasuk. Whereas the second Lashon of Rashi, in him we could say, like the Brisker Rav says, that we're talking about the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKadosh, which is why the Shem Yitzhar Atzmai doesn't create the Kedusha only if it's written in the context of the Pasuk. And it's also why, Lu Yitzur, we would have the Kedusha, the entire Kli, the entire Kairo will be Aser, like the regular cloud, the Kisvei HaKadosh, even the Gilyan, has a Kedusha. Ad kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. We are now going to talk about the sugya of Sela Zulet Staka, which is a Mayridika sugya, which its Ikra Makam is over here, Masechta Erchen Davav. The Gemara brings down a memra of Amar Rab Nachman Amar Rab Avo, Ha'aymer Sela Zulet Staka, Mutter L'Shanaisa. And the Gemara continues with different variations when it's Mutter to be Mashanit and when not. Now, in the Etzem Din of Sela Zulet Staka, we have to understand what exactly is Chal when a person says Sela Zulet Staka. Now we know the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Davav Darshans from a Pasuk, Beficha Zu Tzedaka, that there's such a thing as Nidrei Tzedaka. But Pashtus, that Neder, is Chal on the Gavra. He's Chayiv to give Tzedaka. And it's referring to a case where he says, Hare Alai, a certain amount of money to Tzedaka. And in such a situation, of course, a person has the liberty to give any money that he wants to Tzedaka. And the whole sugya of if it's Mutter to be Mashana or not is not relevant. And if you're going to ask, why is that called a neder? Hare, the general klal is that a chiyuv that's chal on the gavra is called the shvua. But a neder is like nidre iser, which is chal on the chefta. So it's yidua that the Ramban ala Torah and Parshas Matei says that because being that when he makes nidre tzedakah, it's chal, a shubit on his nechasim, therefore it earns the title of neder. But avada, the chiyuv is for him to give or to be given from the chasim a certain amount of money to tzedakah. And it's not referring to a case where a person says, Sela Zulet Staka. In our sugya, where a person says, Sela Zulet Staka, we have to understand what exactly is Chal B'chal. So in this, there's a major machlekes Rishayim, which is spoken about by Arichas and many Achrayim, and we're going to talk about the Tamsas Advarim, B'siyata Deshmaya. The Machna Ephraim in Hilchas Staka Simen Beis, and also the Ksais in Simen Samach Vav, Sivkatan Beis, brings a major machlekes Rishayim whether the klal which we find in regards to Hektish of Amirase the Gvaya, Kamsirase the Hedyet, does that apply in regards to Nidre Tzedakah as well? In regards to Hektish, if a person says, this Chayfis Hareze Hektish, not only is it an Inyan of Neder, but it's Chal that the Chayfis becomes Mamainai of Hektish. So Yesh Lachgar, if a person says, Mamain Zeh is Tzedakah, do we say also that Amira Litzedakah is Kamsirase the Hedyet or not? Does that mean that therefore it's chal, that the moment becomes mamen aniyim, or not? So they bring down rayas from many Rishayim, like the Chubas HaRosh, and the Ritva Masechta Kedushin, and the Ran and the Darim, that are mashma, that there is a concept of amirasi legvaya, also by amirasi laaniyim, and it's kumsirasi lehedyet, and it's chal in the mamen that it becomes mamen tzedakah. On the other hand, they bring other Rishayim, like the Balamar in Masechta Baba Kam, in the fourth parak, B'Shem Rav Haigoin, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that they say that it's not chal that it actually becomes mamin of tzedakah. So if it doesn't become mamin of tzedakah, what is exactly chal? Zok de Machna Ephraim, the lechayr we have to shtel to, yidua de kashitas Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, soif perek chav beis. Zok de Rambam, ha'aymer kol masha teilet behemti yiyah hektish. If a person says that the vlad which my behema is going to be mailed should be hektish, Hareza chayiv l'kayim diburay. His mechuyev to be makayim is dibur, and when it's born, he's mechuyev to be makdashet. Now, his lashon was, kol mashatei l'vehemti yiyah hektish. Be'emes, he's referring to a chaleis hektish on the cheftza. Nevertheless, when the animal is born, it doesn't become kaddish automatically, because ein adam makdash davar shalei b'laylam. So l'chayir alpi pashtus, the neder shouldn't be chal b'chlal. His neder was a neder that was meant to be chal on the cheftza. It can't be chal because davar shalei b'laylam. So nothing should be chal. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that it's chal a neder on the gavra that he's mechuyev to go ahead and be makdash the behema once it's nailed. The Ravid over there in Asagas argues, and he says that being that he did not say a lashon of a tenena that he is going to give it, so nothing is chal at all when the behema is born. From this Rambam we see a klal that even if a person says a nusach which is referring to the chevtza and nothing is chal in the chevtza, al kapanim it's chal in the gavra achiv to go ahead and be makdish that chevtza afterwards. And the Machna Ephraim says, what's pshat in that din? So he says, it's included in Maitzis Vasecha Tishmar. Even though he didn't directly make a neder that he should be chayiv to be makdashit, but he's mechayiv to be makayim what the Maitzis Vasayim were, and that's meduik in the pasuk ka'asher nadarta, as if you were neder. It's not a explicit neder, but because he had a dibor that the chayiv should be kadosh, that's mechayiv him to go ahead afterwards and be makdash this chavtza. That's the hesber of the Machna Ephraim in the Shitas HaRambam. Memeila zok the Machna Ephraim, it's not just a klal over there in regards to being makdash davar shalei b'laylam. This klal is true in any neder that a person says benusach that the chayfetz should be something specific, and it's not chal in the chavtza. Nevertheless, it's chal adin of maitzis vasecha tishmar kasher nadarta that it's chal achiv on the gavra to go ahead and actually bring what he said to fruition. So too when a person says sela zulat staka. Taka, nothing is chal in the selah. There's no such thing as a neder to be chal in the chevtza of the selah. And also, there's no amirasi l'gvayikim sirasi l'hedit, according to those who shine him. But what's chal is, maitzis v'secha tishmar, it's chal at the neder on the gavra, to go ahead and be mekayim what he was neder, and give that chevtza, that selah, to tzedakah. And on that, it's chal, our sugya, if it's mutter l'shanaisa or not. So it comes out that in Pashup Shad in our Gemara, someone who says Sela Zulat Staka, what's actually Chal, comes out as a major Machlekes Rishayim. According to some Shitas Rishayim, the Chuvas Arash, the Ritva, the Ran, and that's what the Ravid's also going to have to hold, is the Inyan of Amirasi Litztaka, Kemsirasi Lehedyat, and it's Chal that it becomes Mamin Aniyim. And according to the Rishayim that disagree with that, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Rav Haigoin of the Balamar, they're going to say like the Mahalach of the Rambam, according to the beer of the Machna Ephraim, that when you say Sela Zulat Tzedaka, it's Chal Adin of Maitzis Vasecha Tishmar, he is Mechuyev to go ahead afterwards and be Mekayim that, and give that specific Sela to Tzedaka. And even though he didn't say a Nusach of Hare Alai, I'm going to give it, nevertheless, that's what's Chal Al Pi Mishnasei Shel Rambam in regards to Hekdesh on Adavash Leba La'ilam. Now, what's the Nafkamina between these two Pirushim? So, of course, there's a simple Nafkamina, whether or not it is actually Mam and Aniyam or not. There's also another nafkmina. What happens if he says about a selah which he did not yet get? That selah which I'm going to earn should be tzedakah. So if you say that it's because it's amirasi l'gvayikam sirasi l'hadid, that can't be chal on davar shalei b'laylam. But if you say with the Rambam that it's chal on the gavra to be makayim that dibur, so it will be chal on davar shalei b'laylam. And there's a third nafkmina, which the Machna Ephraim talks about, whether or not if he's mace, if the yarsham are mechuyev to be makayim divarai. If it's amirasi l'gvayikam sirasi l'hadid, so it's already chal that it's mamon aniyim. So even if it's mace, the yarshim have to give it. But if it's only chal, like the Rambam on the gavra, to be makayim, what his nether was, so that's only calls manadid is alive, but the yarshim are not mechuyev to do it. Now it's interesting to point out, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvas, Madura Kama, Simen Kuf Mem Dalet, he also brings these two possibilities, that either it's midin amirasa l'gvayikam sirasi l'hedit, or it's chal, a nether on the gavra, to be makayim, that he should make that chefza into tzedakah. But he asks a stira l'chayra in the Ramah. Because mitzad echad, the Ramah in Yerideya Simen Reish Nunches is mavur, that he holds that you don't say amirasa l'gvayikim sarasa l'hedyet in regards to tzedakah. Mitzad sheni, the Ramah in Chay Shemishprat Simen Reish Yudbeis, he paskins not like the Rambam, that if a person says in a specific chayfetz that that should be kadosh when it's label aylam, it's not chal adin on the gavra to be makayim as nether. So l'chayra, the Ramah is kereyach mishnei atzadim. He doesn't have amirasa l'gvayah. He doesn't have that it's chal on the gavra to be makayim the neder on the chevtza. So how does he understand what is the chalais by selling zu l'tzedakah? Zogt Rabbi Akiva Eiger that even though the Rama holds that if a person is makdash adover shalei b'la'ilam, not like the Rambam, it's not chal even on the gavre to afterwards go ahead and be makdash at once it comes b'la'ilam. Nevertheless, in a case of selling zu l'tzedakah, there he is maskim that even though it's not chal anything on the chafza, that it is chal on the gavre to afterwards go ahead and give that selah to tzedakah. What's the difference? Because be'emes and concept, the Rama agrees that when a person says selah zu l'tzedakah, even though he didn't mefurish say harei alai to give it to tzedakah, there's a din of maitzis osecha tishmar that he should go afterwards and be mafreshit and give it to tzedakah. But in a davar shalei b'la'ilam, when he says that vlad that's going to be nailed should be kadosh, because it's not shaykh b'chlal to be matfis any kedusha on a vlad that's not here, so it's not even chal on the gavr either a din to go ahead afterwards when it comes b'aylam to be makdashit. In such a chatimsa where he talks about something that's not here b'chlal, and it's b'chlal not shaykh to make any chalaisin on the chafza, then on the gavr it's not chal either. And that's different than tzedakah, where be'etzem, if he wanted to, he can already give it over to the niyam today, because the selah is b'aylam. Then we say, even though he said a nusach of selah zu l'tzedakah and he didn't say a rei alai, it's chal on him adin to go ahead and be makayim that which he said and give the selah itself to tzedakah. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Akiva Eiger to be miyashiv the shitas harama. There's another mahalach how to answer up the shitas harama, and that's based on a vart from Rabbi Chaim in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perachov Beis, and the etzim yisoid is also found in Rabbi Shimon in Shari Yashar. Shar Hei Perachov, they hold that there is such a concept of a chalais neder being chal in the chefza. It's chal in the chefza that this is nidrei tzedakah and that it has to go to tzedakah. This is a new concept which we never found. Up until now, we know that such a thing as being chal in the chefza that it's kodesh. There's also a nidrei isra that it's chal in the chefza that it's a davar aser. They're learning that it's nisrab in the parsha of nidrei mitzvah b'fichas utzedakah, also a parsha of selazu. That it's chal in the chefza, that it's a chefza shel tzedakah. Therefore, even if we hold that there's no amiras of the gvaikim sras al hedyat, and it doesn't become actually mamon aniyam, and we also hold that if you talk about the chefza like the shitas haraivet and not like the shitas harambam, then nothing is chal in the gavra. Nevertheless, when a person says harei sela zul tzedakah, it's chal that it is a chefza of tzedakah, which that avad is a yishuv on the Rama. And Rav Shimon is medayik this from the lashon of Rav Haigain. In Masechta Baba Kama, the Amud Vavam Abayz in the Balamar, his lashon is Achayle le'anpuke b'tzedakah. He's meichel in the mamain that it has to be given out to tzedakah. Hayotze in summary is that we have three pirushim. What chalais is chal when a person says selat zul tzedakah b'negei our sugya? One pirush is amirasi le'niyam kimsirasi le'hediyat, and it's chal that it's mamain aniyam. The second pirush is that it's chal in the gavra chiyuv to give it to tzedakah. And the third pirush is that it's chal a chalais shem chefza of tzedakah on this moment. Now Rashi in our sugya, the Machran Frayim over there in Hilchos Tzedakah, Simon Beis is medayik, he holds that it's an inyan of amirasi le'aniyam kimsirasi le'edit. Because his lashon is, in the shlav where the Gemara says, that where he says harei alai, that there he could be mishana. Zok Rashi v'zalashanim d'rimascha lo'ishdanu, v'kibla ba'achrayas l'inigneva v'aveda, Kedidei dami, because he's makabel achrayis, it's as if it's didei. Mashma that if he wasn't makabel achrayis, the problem is that it's not his own; it doesn't belong to him. That sounds like it's mamon aniyim, and like the mahalach of amirasi legvaya kimsirasi lehadiyat. We could be mice of another diak, because Rashi later in the sugya, when the Gemara says that even when he says harezu, also he could be mashane. The lashon of Rashi is the kiven the mishtamish havi kesheleach yad bepikadon. The tzushtal to sheleach havi bepikadon is definitely mashma that it's only a pikadon by him, and it's actually chal that it's mamain aniyim. Ad kan the pshat in what's chal when he says selazul tzedakah. Now in regards to our sugya, which the Gemara dons if he can be mishanet or not, and the Gemara is machalik between laatzma laacher, or between if he says arei zeh or if he says arei alai and he's mischayv with achrayas. The Gemara comes out lemaisa that in all situations it could be mishana. So we have to understand the Gemara based on these three previous pirushim. And we'll start first with the mahalach, according to the rishonim that hold that there's no amirasi le'aniyim kimsirasi le'hadyit, and the pshat of the Machna Frayim based on the Rambam that there's a chiv on the gavra to be mekayim that it should happen this that he was neider in the chefza that it should go to tzedakah. According to that, Be'emes, it's not chal, not a din mamon aniyim, and it's not chal a din neder in the chefza itself either. It's just chal a din on the gavra that he has to be makayim what he said. So there, we can say that there's a nidin in the Gemara, what he has to do in order to be makayim what he said. Does he have to give specifically that coin, or he could give something else? And in what situations did the Rabbanan allow him to borrow it and give a different coin? And we weren't chayshish that there's going to be a problem of him not being makayim this, that he was mischayiv to make the money to be tzedakah. Also, according to the Mahalach, based on Divrei Reb Chaim and Kedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, that it's chal din neder, that it becomes a cheftz of tzedakah. So akoponim, at least, there isn't chal din of mamen aniyim. Zok de briskarov and Chidusha agrees ala shas over here on Erechin. Lefi that, our Gemara is also understandable. Because being the lemais akoponim and hilchas mamenis, it's not mamen aniyim, it's still his own mamen. Even though it's chal a din nidrei tztaka in the chavtza, now there are dinei tztaka. Now that this sela is chal, that it is tztaka, so what are the halachas of a sela of tztaka? And chazal were kaveya that a sela of tztaka, it's mutter to borrow from in order to pay back. And on that goes the whole nidin of the Gemara, in what situations is it mutter, and lamaisa it's mutter in all situations. It's medine chavtza shel tztaka. That's according to that mahalach. What about according to the Mahalach of the Rishayim that say that there's Amiras el Aniyim Kamsiras el Yadit? That makes it much more difficult. Because if it's Chal, that it's Mamen Aniyim, so it actually belongs to the Aniyim, in Hilchos Chai Shemishpat. Mechateisa, it should be Mutter to go, Shalei Midaitam, and borrow it, and be Mashane in any circumstance. So Lamaise, the Mashmais of the Rishayim, the Ritva, and the Rush, and Masech Tainis, that Fibbeis and Medbeis is, that Adaita the Hachi, he was neither that this should be a cheftz of tzedakah. And this is also alluded to in Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, with Yevir Maskel Avala Acher, where Rashi's machalik, the difference between Atzmai and Acher is because maybe only Lagabi Atzmai did he make a Tanai al Manas Kain Hiksel tzedakah. Now obviously this doesn't mean a Pashat to Tanai, because he doesn't mean that if he does use it, then it's not a cheftz of tzedakah b'chal. But what he means is a shiur. Although he says that this should be Mamen Aniyim, his das is that under certain circumstances, it should be mutter for him to borrow it. And that's a shiur in the chalais din mamen aniyim. And on that, the Gemara dons different tzedakim when Chazal allowed him to borrow it and when not. But akapana, whenever he's allowed to borrow it, the reason why it's not a problem of being geizel mamen aniyim is because in the ikar chalais mamen aniyim, there is a shiur. That's the pshat in this nidin of lashanais, according to each one of the three pirushim. And now let's go on to the next naisei within this inyan. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Sela Zulu Tztaka, Achle Basli Ad Gabay Mut Lashanaisa, Misha Basli Ad Gabay, Asr Lashanaisa. Which means that although we come out that it is Mutta to be Mashana, that's only until it comes to Yad Gabay. Once it comes to Yad Gabay, it's Asr. So we have to understand also, based on those three previous Pirushim, what's the Nafkamina between before it's Bali Yad Gabay or after it's Bali Yad Gabay. Now, Alpi Pashtus, if you go with the Mahalchem, that we don't say Amiras el Aniyim Kamsiras el Yadit, and it's not Mamen Aniyim. So the difference between before it's Bali Yad Gabay and after Bali Yad Gabay is Mamish Pashit. Before it's Bali Yad Gabay, so we only have to down with the din neder. Either the din of the neder that's chal in the Gavra, like the Machna Frayim based on the Rambam, that the Gavra has to be Makayim and go ahead and do this that he said should happen in the Chavtza. Or the din neder, like Rav Chaim says, that's chal in the Chavtza, that's a Chavtza Shal Tzedakah. So there's an Indian of Lashanaisai, like we were Masber before. But once it's Basl Yad Gabay, and the Gabay is Yad Aniyim, so it's Chal that actually becomes Mamin Aniyim, so now it's Pashit, that you're not allowed to take it away for any reason from the Aniyim, because it's Gezel Aniyim. Because according to those Mahalchim, the only Heter to be Mashanet always is because it was never Mamin Aniyim with the Amir alone. But once it is Mamin Aniyim, they hold that it's never Mutter to be Mashanet at all. But what about according to the Rishanim that hold that there is Amiras Aniyim Kamsiras Lehadit? And nevertheless, it's mutter to be Mashanet before it's Asli Yad Gabay. And the Pshat is, like it's Mavur from the Rishayim and Masech Tainis, because Adai to the Hachi was neither that there should be a Shiur, that it's mutter for him to borrow it if he wants. So why is Bali Yad Gabay different? The answer is written in those Rishayim themselves. They say that his original Shiur and Tanai is only calls mine, it's sitting Bershusai. It's Adai to the Hachi that he was neither it, that if it's in his house and he needs to borrow it, that he may borrow it. And that's where the Sugi of the Shanaisai is Chal. But once it goes liyad gabay, there, avada the das was that it's usher for anybody to borrow it, not himself, and not the gabay either. Now, Taisvis and Arasugye, b'divir maskel mishabas, he asks the kashe from the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama, daf lamed vav amud beis. The Gemara over there says, "Ahu gavre de taka lechavre." There was a person that was taker to his chaver, and he was chayiv to give him a palga de zuza. Because a palga de zuza is such a small amount of money, the nizik said, "Hayu lu palga de zuza hi loy beina nisri leaniyim. Go ahead and give it to aniyim." Afterwards, he changed his mind. Hader amar ezel v'avri benafshay. No, you know what? I do want the palga de zuza, and I'm going to use it lavroy be nafshay. And the Gemara says over there, Amalei Rabbi Yosef kvar zochu be'aniyim. The aniyim already zoicha. And the Hasbro is, like the Gemara is before over there, that because Rabbi Yosef was standing there, and he was a gabai, and his yad is yad aniyim, and the chayiv was given over to the aniyim in front of him, so it's a din of maimet shloshtan, the chayiv is nikna be maimet shloshtan, and now the chayiv of the mazik is nikna aidei the aniyim, and therefore he cannot be chayzer. Now Taisus in our sugya asks, what's the haman in the sheep able to be chayzer? Lemaisa beficha zutztaka is machayiv a person that if he says, give something to the aniyim, that there's any other chal that has to be given to the aniyim. And for Taisvis, Ela Yesh Leimar, Shayaraitzel Levaisa, Vilashanaisa, Vilapaira, Laacharzman. That if out of this person didn't want to be Chayzer Legamri from the Nidei Tzaka, all he wanted was to borrow it, in meanwhile, Livrei Ben Avshay. But he was going to pay back later. So he wanted to do the inyan of Lashanaisa. And on that, Rabbi Yosef said that because he's the Gabai, and it's bas liad gabai, that's why it's aser l'shanaisa. So it comes out, the havmin of the nizik was that he should be able to be makayim the inyan of arasugya of l'shanaisa. And the answer of Rabbi Yosef was, it's called bas liad gabai. Ad kan de v'yataisus in arasugya, and that's what he says also over there in Baba Kama, the flamavav amabez. However, the Mordechai over there on the flamavav amabez in Baba Kama, he says that even though Rabbi Yosef was yad aniyim, and even though there's a kinyan of maimet shloshtan because he's standing there, it's still not baliyad gabai. It's only considered baliyad gabai if it actually reaches his hand. Over here, that it was only a chayv, even though the chayv was nikna, but because the money didn't actually reach the hand of the gabai, it would be mutter l'shanaisa. Elamai, we have to say that he really did want to be chayzer. Ayin sham, how he answers Taisus's original kasha. Hayyid say that we have a machlekes reshainim between Taisus and the Mordechai in a case where remakna chayv ta'aniyim derech maimet shloshtan. Is it mutter l'shanaisa or not? According to Taisus, that constitutes a bas liad gabai, and it's also to be mishanet. Whereas according to the Mordechai, it's not called bas liad gabai, it's still mutl shanaisoi. Only once it actually reaches the hand of the gabai, it does it become aser. What's the bir amachlekes? Zok the stipler in Kehilas Yaakov in Baba Kama, Simen Chavches, Mori de Kipshat. Taisus and the Mordechai are obviously arguing in the previous machlekes as to whether we say amirasi l'aniyim kimsi rasi l'adyit or not. Taisus holds that generally when we say Amirasi L'Gvaya, it's not Kamsirasi L'Aniyim. And therefore, the reason why you're able to be Mashanit is because it's only a din of a neder, whether like the Pshat of the Machna Frayim in the Rambam, or like the Pshat of Rav Chaim, but a Kaponim, it's only a din of neder, and it isn't actually Mamin Aniyim, which is why it's Mutat L'Shanaisai. But once it's Basli Ad Gabai, so it actually is Mamin Aniyim, then it's also L'Shanaisai. Which is why Taisus holds that it doesn't actually have to physically Bali Ad Gabai. Once it's nikna to the aniyim via the kinyan of maimet shloshtan, so it's already mamon aniyim, so there's no hetel l'shanaisa. But the Mordechai obviously holds that be'emes, even before it's baliyad gabai, with the din of amirasi l'aniyim, it's already mamon aniyim. And nevertheless, it's still mut l'shanaisa, like the Rishayim say, because his das was to make a shiur, that calls man it's sitting b'shusay and it didn't get the hands of the gabai, even though al-pi halacha it is actually mamon aniyim, nevertheless there's a shiur and it's mutter for him to be, to the Shanaisa and to borrow it. Im Kain, even if we're going to be Maisif, an Inyan of Maimet Shloshtan and it's Nikna to the Aniyim, it doesn't change anything. It's Nikna to the Aniyim in a usual case anyway, Ayidei Amirasi L'Aniyim. And still it's Mutter to be Mishana. So here too, even though it's Nikna Ayidei, a Kinyan of Maimet Shloshtan, it's still Mutter to Shanaisa because physically it's still in his Rishus and it did not yet get to the Rishus of the Gabai. It's only if it's Bali Ad Gabai Mamish and physically it's in the Rishus of the Gabai. That's when we say it's Asa L'Shanaisai. And that did not yet happen. Which is why the Mordechai holds it. In that case, it's going to be mutter for him to borrow it. Ad kan the bir hanifla of the Kilas Yaakov. So, in summary, we have two pirushim how to understand what the mile of Basli Ad Gabai is. Either because, up until now, it wasn't actually Mamon Aniyim, it's just a din neder, either on the Gavra, like the Machna Frayim says, I'll be the Rambam, or a din Chefza Shol Tztaka, a neder that's chal on the Chefza, like we said, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. But a kapana, because it's not mamon aniyim, so it's mutl shanaisai. but after it's baliyad gabe, it's mamon aniyim, so it's aser. Or we say that be'emes it is chal that it's mamon aniyim. Nevertheless, it's mutal shanaisai. But once it's baliyad gabai, then it's actually in the hands of the gabai. It was never a dai to the hachi that he can be mashanid in such a circumstance. And now let's go weiter to another inyan, me inyan le inyan ba'isei inyan. There's a major machlekes rishayim whether or not by nidrei tztaka a person says sell zul tztaka, if it's mutar l'shanaisai l'mitzvah acheres or not. Could you use it afterwards, l'mashal, to build a beis haknesses or the like? So Taisus and Arasugia, b'divrei maschol ad, he brings down two shitas. The shita of Rabbeinu Baruch is that in the actual halacha that we say, that ad shebal yad gabay, it's mutar l'shanaisai, but after it's bal yad gabay, it's also l'shanaisai, that also includes to be mashanit for a different dvar mitzvah. And before it's bal yad gabay, you could use it for a different mitzvah. And when it's bal yad gabay, you can no longer use it for a different mitzvah. Taisus himself is chaylik, and he says it's not mashma like that. And our sugya, the inyan of the shanaisa, means to borrow it. And therefore, Taisus comes out that it's always usher to be mashanit for a different mitzvah, even before it's bal yad gabay. And the third shita is the shita of the Rush in Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Simen Chavtes. He holds the opposite extreme, that l'shanaisi l'dvar mitzvah, it's even mutter after it's baliyad gabay. So in summary, we have three shitas. L'fi taisis, it's never mutter l'shanaisi to a different mitzvah. L'fi the rush, it's always mutter l'shanaisi to a different mitzvah. And l'fi Rabbeinu Baruch, it depends if it's baliyad gabay or not. So we have to understand this machlekes also based on the three perushim before as to what's chal when you say selazu l'tztaka. The Chayre Alpi Pashtus, the Shita of Aratisis that it's never Mutal Shanaisi L'mitzvah Cheres, is the most understandable Shita. Because whatever is Chal when a person says Sel Zul Tzedakah, whether it's Chal that it's actually Mamin Aniyim, whether it's Chal that it's a din on the Gavra that he has to make sure that it's Neskayim, this that he said that the Sel should be the Tzedakah, whether it's Chal in the Chefza that it should be a Chefza of Sel Shal Tzedakah, according to all these three Purushim, Al Kapanim the din is that it must go to Tzedakah. So Mechateisa that it should be Mutter for him to go ahead and be Mashanit and use it for a different mitzvah. Now, to say pshat in the shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, that holds that before it's also yad gabe, it's mutter to be mashanit for a different mitzvah. So we have to be machalik according to the mahalik of the Machaneh Ephraim, that it's just chal din on the gavre to go ahead and give it a tzedakah. And according to the mahalik of Rabbi Chaim Alevi, that says that it's chal on the chefza, that it's a chefza shal tzedakah. According to Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, that says it's chal, that it's a chefza shal tzedakah, frek the brisker of in Chidushi Agrias an hour sugya. The Chayre, it's schwer to understand why it should be mutter to be Mishana Chefza Shal Tzedakah and use it for a different mitzvah. But HaKalpanim Zok Tabrisker Rav, it's at least understandable that it's not a problem of Gezel because it isn't Mamon Aniyim. Because according to that Mahalach, there's no Amirasei L'Aniyim Kipsirasei L'Hedyit. So at least the Etzem Mamon belongs still to the Neider. So it's not a problem of Gezel. But the fact that you could change from a Chefza Shal Tzedakah to being a different mitzvah, that's something that Tzarech Bir, which the Rizkrov says he doesn't have a hezber for. According to the Mahalach of the Machaneh Ephraim, it says it's Chal Din on the Gavra. So he says that obviously Rabbeinu Baruch holds that this that a person is Neschayev to be Mekayim, this that he says with his Dibor, Mitzad Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar Kasher Nadarta, that what he said should happen, that's actually what should happen. The Iker is that it should go L'Gavaya. It's not important which mitzvah L'Gavaya. Ad kan divrei Machaneh Ephraim. The Chayr is Tzarech Bir to understand what this means. Moitzus Asecha Tishmar L'Chayr means that he has to do what he actually said should happen, which is that it should go to Tzedakah. So Tzarech Laimar L'Chayr, that he means to say, because it's an inyan of Nidrei Mitzvah, the Iker is that it should go L'Mitzvah. The whole Chalais Nether is that a Mitzvah should happen with it. Which specific Mitzvah that's not included in the Chiyuv of Nidrei Mitzvah, that it should go Dafka to the Mitzvah of Tzedakah and not to a different Mitzvah. This is a tremendous chiddush, but the Chayr HaKapanim, that's what's mavur in Divrei Rabbeinu Baruch. Now it's interesting, the Ksois in Simen Reishit Beis Sivkot and Dalet, he brings down a big nidin as to when a person says, this seller should go to a specific ani, if he's allowed to change it to a different ani. And the Ksois says that that's also going to be taloi in the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch and the other Shitas. The fear of the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, that it's mutter to be mashanet to a different mitzvah, calls man, it's not ba, lidei, Hagabai, so too it's going to be mutter to be mashana me'ani le'ani. But according to the Shita of Taisus that holds that even before it's baliyad gabai, it's also to be mashana me'mitzvah le'mitzvah, it's also also to be mashana me'ani le'ani. But the Devi Yecheskel in Simenon Hei says, l'chayr is a mokem to be machalik. And you can say that this that Taisus holds, that it's Osir to be Mashana to a different mitzvah, even before it's Bal Yad Gabai, that's only because included in the nether of Mitzvah Sasecha Tishmar is that it should go to that specific mitzvah. But to be Mashana La'ani La'ani, because the mitzvah of Tzedakah is happening with Manashach, there's no difference beside the kiyum of mitzvah Tzedakah, which specific ani it goes to. So there, even Taisus is going to be Maida, that it doesn't have to go specifically to that ani, and it can be Mashana Me'ani La'ani. Ad kan divrei adivri yecheskel. But this mahalach hakaponim is assuming that our Taisus holds that there isn't the inyan of amirasi laniyam kim sirasi lahadyit. Because then it would actually be mamen aniyam. And of course it would be usher to be geizel the aniyam from their mamen. But as long as we say that it's just the inyan of a neder of maitzus asecha tishmar, that the gavra is mechuyiv to be makayim, this that he said that it should become tzedakah, so then we can say, like the divrei yecheskel says, that to be mashaneh Me'ani la'ani isn't being over Maitzis Asecha Tishmar. And Rabbeinu Baruch holds that even being Mishane me'mitzvah le'mitzvah is not being over on Maitzis Asecha Tishmar because the ikar is that it should go le'mitzvah and not le'dvar harishos. Kol zeh is in the Shitas of Rabbeinu Baruch and the Shita of Taisvis. But the Shita of the Rosh, that's mamish l'chayre tzarech iyon. Because the Rosh says that even once it's bal yad gabai, still it's mutter to Mishane le'mitzvah acheres. This is very shver. L'chayre, once it's bal yad gabai, it's mamish mamen aniyim. Mechateisa, it should be mutter to mishanet le'mitzvah acheres. Ayin b'machane Ephraim, Hilchot Tzedakah Siman Beis, that he has a huge arichas to be masber shitas harosh. And he's maisav to ask on the rush, that the rush l'maisa, he himself, in Chuvis, he's the one that holds that there's an inyan of amirasi laniyim, kemsirasi lehadyit. So be'emes is shver a double kash on the rush. Not only is it shver once it's bal yad gabai, that then for sure it's mamen aniyim. Even if it's not bal yad gabai, it's mamen aniyim mitzadet inyan of amirasei laniyim kamsiras ledyet. So it's very shver. How is a mutter for him to be mashanet ledavar acher? Harbe yesh tefalpel beninze ve'ein kan mekaymai basirak le'oirer. Now the etzem chiddush of the rush that it's mutter l'shanes even after it's bal yad gabai, he has a makar from our daf, the hemshach of the gemara on the vav and beis. The gemara says tana rabbanan. Yisrael she'es nadev menayra iner lebeis haknesses, asr l'shanaisa. And the Gemara says behemshech that that's only the dvar rishus that it's asr l'shanaisa. But the dvar mitzvah, it's mutter l'shanaisa. The Gemara also says that by a guy where there's a chshash that he's going to complain, it's asr l'shanaisa even the dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara brings behemshech a story of Shazrak Taya, an Arab by the name of Shazrak, indav shragel b'nei knishad Rabbi Yehuda. He donated an heir to Rabbi Yehuda's base Knesset, Shani Rechava veIkbad Rava, etc. Different Gersoyas, Ikud Amris, who was Mishanet and who was Makbir. And the Maaseh of the Gemara has a need on whether or not there was a Chshash if Shazrak would complain or not. If it was clear that Shazrak wouldn't complain, even though he's a guy, he'd have the same halach as a Yid, where it's Mutter L'Shanaisa L'Dvar Mitzvah. Zokta Rosh, over there it's Mavur, that it was actually donated, and it was Bal Yad Gabai, and that gabai was mishanet. So you see that it's mutter l'shanais l'dvar mitzvah, even though it's ba liad gabai. Now, how are the other rishayim, Rabbeinu Baruch and Taisus, how are they going to answer this raya? So l'chayre, l'fidu mahalach that we said in Shitas Rabbeinu Baruch, that he holds that be'emes mitzad the neder shabai, it's mutter l'shanais l'dvar mitzvah. The reason why if it's ba liad gabai, it's also l'shanais l'dvar mitzvah, is because it becomes ready mamin and niyim. So yesh leimer that that's only true in regards to tzedakah. Because it becomes the property of the aniyim, and it's gezel to take it away from them. But the gabi of basic knesses, leimetzinu that there should be a reshus mamain called the basic knesses. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's just that there's a neder, either a neder on the gavra, or that it's chal a certain kedusha on the chefza, that it's huktash to the basic knesses. But avad, it's not an inyan of gezel. So therefore, just like we say in regards to tzedakah, that calls man, it's not actually mamain aniyim, and it's just the inyan of neder. That it's mutl shanais l'dvar mitzvah, in regards to the basic knesses, it always remains like that, and bas liyad gabai doesn't change it b'chlal. But l'maisa, l'fid shitas ha-taisus, that he holds, that it's also shanais l'dvar mitzvah, even before it's baliyad gabai, yesh ladon. Now if we say that Taisus himself holds, because there's amiras l'aniyam kemsiras l'hadyat, so the reason why he can't use it for something different, is because it's already mamin aniyam miyad, then it's also not shver, because we could say the same teretz, Dafkin in regards to tzedakah that already becomes mamen aniyim, you can't use it for a totally different thing. Masha'enkin in regards to basic knesses, There's no amirasei kimsirasei, because like you said, there's no reshus of the Beis HaKnesses. It's just the inyan of neder, either on the gavra or on the chavta. And mitzad that, you're allowed to be mishanaisa for a different mitzvah. But if we say, like we were mitzad to say earlier, that even if it's just an inyan of neder alone, but because the neder is for a specific mitzvah, you can't change it for a different mitzvah, then the chayrit takeshvera, the rush does have a good raya. Over here you see that although they were neither this chavta for the Beis HaKnesses, that it was mutter to be mishanit for a different mitzvah. Maybe you could answer, like the Rosh himself is mitzadet over there in Baba Basra, that over here it's different because it was hukdash for a mitzvah that's shayach to the tzibur. And if the tzibur changes it, they have a right to change it to any other mitzvah that they want. Just the Rosh is ma'ir on this, that it's mashma from the Gemara, that just the gabay changed it, not the tzibur. But maybe you could say that the other Rishayim hold that in a Beis HaKnesses, the gabay represents the entire tzibur. He's memuna ayidei the tzibur. And whatever he does, it's as if there is the das at tzibur. So because it was given over for a mitzvah of the tzibur, and the tzibur wants to change it to a different mitzvah, specifically there, it's mutter l'shanaisa, mashenken by tztaka, it's going to be aser. Harbi oid yesh tefal pol binyan ze, and there's a lot, big arichas in the Rishayim and the Achrayim about this inyan. We just came to give the tamtzis hadvarim. Adkan this maritike inyan of selazu l'tztaka, what's chal when you say selazu l'tztaka? Why is it mutter l'shanaisai? What happens when it's baliyad gabai? And the inyan of being mishanit l'dvar mitzvah by tzedakah and by Beis HaKnesses. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah says, Hagoyses v'yotze liharig loy nidar v'loy nerach. The sheet of the Tanna Kama is that Hagoyses and a yotze liharig is not nidar if you say dom avalai, and it's not nerach if you say erkoy alai. The Gemara says, Bishlama Geises, we understand why it's Lay Nidar and Lay Nerach. Lay Nidar because it's Lav Bar Damim, and Lay Nerach because it's not a Bar Amod of Aracha. But Yaitze Laharig, Bishlama it's Lay Nidar because it's not a Bar Damim. But why is it not Nerach? And the Gemara answers, because there's a pasuk that says, Kol Cheirim Layifte, which teaches us, like Rashi is Masber, Mishu Roi Licharim Vele Harig, Einai Bechlal Pidyan. Anybody who's right to be killed, he doesn't have an inyan of pidyon. Now, al pi pashtos, the Gemara was never chayzer from the original hanacha that the Gemara explained, that the reason why it's lay nidar doesn't have to come onto the pasuk of kol cheirim layifte. There it's pashat min asvare, because he's not a bar damim. Why is he not a bar damim? So Rashi explains pashat pshat, because damim means that you shom him like an eved anim kabashuk. But if he's a geises and a yaitse leharig, nobody's going to buy him in the shuk of avadim. So it's pasha not possible to do the shuma of dam of alai. So min asvare, that neder is not chal. The only need for the pasuk of kol cheirim layifta is just in regards to erichin, where there the amount of money that you give is as is mafurish as is katzav in the parsha of erichin. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Bemis holds that a yaitz l'harig is nerach. Therefore, the Tanakhama needs exeris akasa to say kol cheirim layifta. Now, in the Pasha Pshat of the Limud of Kol Chayim LeYifte, there's a Maritika Ara. Because this Pasuk of Yifte is used as a reference to Erchin in the Gemara's Drasha. And like Rashi is Masber, Einei Bechlal Pidyon. The Chayir, this is Mashma, that the Inyan of Erchin is an Inyan of Pidyon. This brings us back to a Nidun, which we spoke about, B'siyata D'Shmaya Ba'arichas, in the first Shir to this Masechta, Erchin Daf Beis Chelek Aleph, that the Shultagi Bayrim in Masechta Avodah Zarah explains that the way Erchin works is as a double chalois. When a person says Erech Pleni Alai, first there's chal, a gevissa kedusha on that person, and then there's a chiyuv to go be paid to him from the kaidish. This would stem very well with the fact that the Gemara in our sugya uses the terminology of pidyon in regards to chiyuv of Erechin. But the emes is, like we are Myrich then, it's mashma for many Rishainim that that's not the pshat, it isn't a double chalais, and about it's only one chalais chiyuv that I have to pay the erech of Pliny. Nevertheless, the terminology of pidyon is applicable, because any time a person has a chiyuv mamon to give money bim kaim a specific person, and there's a tviya mitzad hekdish to get the erech of that Pliny, giving that money is considered a pidyon of Pliny, and that's why it's included in this pasuk of Lo Yifta. Now, Lefizia, Alpi Pashtus, Bain if you explain Alpi the Shulti Gibayrim, Bain if you explain like we explained Alpi Raver Rishainim, this concept of pidyon is only by erchin and not by damim. By erchin, we could say the Torah is machayev to give a pidyon of that person. Masha'enkin, by a neder of damim, the pashtus is that the neder is making a neder to give a specific amount of money to Hekdesh. How much money? The equivalent value, how much this person would be nimkar b'shuk. But there, avada, it's not an inyan of pidyon. We definitely don't have the lumdus of the Shulta Gibayrim to say that first it's chal kedusha on the person and then you have to be paidim. And al pi pashtus, you don't have the other lumdus where it's an inyan to give money bimkaim the person. It's just an inyan of nidre hektish ba'alma. Instead of him saying, I'm neschayiv to give 100 shkolim to hektish, he uses a reference by saying, I'm neschayiv to give the amount that this person is worth to hektish. That's the pashtus. And that would stem with the fact that the Gemara Be'emes only uses the pasuk of Le'yifta to tell us why a Yaitzi Laharig is not Nerach. But in regards to Damim, we take it don't need the pasuk, because like the Gemara says, Al Pi Pashtus, it's Ein Le'Damim. Not only we don't need the pasuk wouldn't be able to teach us anything, because we can't learn out from Le'yifta that there's no din of Damim. However, the Rambam, in Hilchas Erechim V'Charamim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, he quotes the din of the Mishnah of Geisis and of Yaitzi Laharig very differently. V'zeh L'shein Rambam. Hagoisis ain loy loy erech v'loy damim. He doesn't have not erech and not damim, and he's koilel these two dinim in one hesber. Hoyel v'roiv hagoisis in lemisa harehu kames. Because roiv goisis in lemisa, therefore it's kames, and that's why he doesn't have erech or damim. Zok der Rambam weiter. V'chein mishenigmar dinim bevezdin shal Yisrael laharge alaver shavar. So too a yaitzi laharik ve'arichay acher. A yaitz laharig who has erchin or damim, ain echayev klum shazek kemesu, because he's kemes. V'ames ain le erech v'le damim. So far, bain by geisus, bain by yaitz laharig, he's kailal erech and damim together. He says by geisus is no erech and damim because it's kemes. What makes him kemes is because roev geisus and lemisa. And he says a Yaitzi Laharig doesn't have not Erechen and Damim, because also he's Kemes. And a Mes doesn't have Erech V'damim. V'al zeh ne'mar, zok the Rambam, kol cheirem asher yochrem an adam le'ipada, k'loimar ein lo'i pidyoin elo harehu Kemes. And he explains, bein l'gabi Erechen, bein l'gabi Damim, that once it's Kemes, he's included in the pasuk of kol cheirem asher yochrem an adam le'ipada, which tells us that there can't be a chalei schiyav either Nedarim or Erechen, because he is Kemes. Now the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Nun, Ois Yud, is Matmi on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that the Pasuk of Kol Cheirem Le'Yipadeh is the explanation why there's no Nedarim either? The Chayr Nedarim is Pashat that there isn't, because like the Gemara says, he's Lav Bar Domim. And like Rashi is Masber, because he's not Nimkar B'Shuk. For that it's a Svar Pshuta that he's Ein Nedar. Why does the Rambam need the Pasuk of Kol Cheirem Le'Yipadeh and the Din that it's Harehu Kemes to explain why he's not neither? So the Briskerov over here, in Chidushi agrees on Masech De'erchen, on Daf Beis, he answers Al Pi Yisoid, which we mentioned by Amos earlier, in our Shir to Daf Beis, Chelek Aleph. Zog the Briskerov over here in the Rambam, you see, that he holds that Nidre Adam are very different than a neder of Stam Echefetz, like Dikla V'ara. A neder of a Echefetz of Dikla V'ara, there he means to be neschayiv to Hekdesh the amount of money that corresponds to the value of this chayfetz in the shuk. Masha'enkin, when a person says Nidrei Adam, that's not what's happening. But rather, it's a new parsha of Nidrei Adam, which is Be'emes Nisrabe in the parsha of Erechen. The pasuk says, Ki yafli neder be'erkecha. That neder is referring to the inyan of Nidrei Adam. And we see in Kamla Makaymas in the Smasechta that the Gemara shtels su the halachas, which apply by Erechen, to the halachas that apply by Nedarim, and vice versa. This teaches us that there is no regular concept of being Neder, Stam, the equivalent value of an Adam. When a person says Neder, Dam of Alai, that's really be'emes the same kind of chalais as is chal by Erechen. The only difference between Erechen and Nedarim is that the amount that you pay when you say a lashon of Erechen is the amount that's kotzov in the parsha of Erechen. But the amount that you pay when you say stam dom of a lie is the equivalent how much a person would pay for him ke'evet hanimkar b'shuk. But the actual mechanics of the chalais is chal exactly like Erechen. Now, what does that mean, that the mechanics are like Erechin? The beer is that it is also an Indian of Pidyon, just like Erechin is. And just like we say in regards to Erechin, that the money is being given in lieu of the person, and it has a Shem of Pidyon of the person, so too, when a person says Dom of Alai, the money is given Bimkaim that person, and has a Shem of Pidyon of that person. This is different than Stam a Neder of Domim on Dmei Arav Adikla, for example. There, it isn't an Indian of Pidyon of the Arav Adikla. It's just a Neder to give a certain amount of money to Hektish, which corresponds to the value of the Dikla of Arav. Mashank, in regards to Erechin, and in regards to Dmei Adam, it's considered a Pidyon of that person. And that's why Taka the Drasha of Kol Cherem Le'Yipade is applicable not just to Erechin, but also to Damim, like the Rambam says. And what are we learning out of the Pasuk? We're learning out of the Pasuk that a mace doesn't have Le'erech V'Le'Damim, because a mace doesn't have this Musig of Pidyon. Once a mace doesn't have Erech of Pidyon, so too any Ben Adam that is considered Kemeis, he also doesn't have Erech Upidyan. And that's why a Geisis, which Rav Geisis Am Lemisa, so he's Nechshav Kemeis, like the Lashon HaRambam, so he's included in that Pasuk, which tells us that there's no Musig of Pidyan, meaning Erechin or Damim, on a Geisis who's Dinei Kemeis. And so too a Yaitzi Leharig, which is Dinei Kemeis, is a smite from that Pasuk. Now this explains what the Pshat in the Rambam is, how he's Masber, why a Geisis and a Yetzel Harik doesn't have Erechin or Damim. But it still doesn't explain to us why doesn't he say Kipshutai, like it says Mefurish in the Gemara, that a Geisis and a Yetzel Harik is Pashit, practically, Ein Le Damim, because nobody is going to buy a Geisis or a Yetzel Harik as an Evet. So in regards to Yetzel Harik, the Brisk Rav is Masber, that we're explaining that Be'etzem, when a person says Dom of Alai, he's not being neither the value of that person to Hektish, but rather it's a din that he's being neither to give the pidyon of that person, and the shuma, how much money to give bipidyonai, is kefi the shir, how much he would be as an eved hanimkar l'shuk. That shuma doesn't necessarily have to do with if people would in actuality buy this person as an eved l'shuk. And like we see, that according to some rishonim, he actually is nisham ke'eved kanani, even though in reality he's a yid, and he can't be sold as an Eved Kanani. Elamai, it's just a Shuma Ba'alma, how much money has to be paid, Bipidyaynei. If so, although a Yetzi Laharig is undesirable as far as an Eved is concerned, and nobody's going to go ahead and buy him, that's not because Be'etzem, it's impossible to make the Shuma on him. Because as far as his actual Mitzias is concerned, he has the same Shuma as anybody else. It's just that people won't buy him because they know that in the future, they're going to lose him because he's going to be Yaitzei Laharik. That doesn't detract from the ability to make a Shuma as a regular Eved HaNimka L'Shuk. It's different than, for example, this that the Gemara says on Daf Beis and other places in the Masechta, that a Menuvel Umukashchin, it's not Shaykh to have a Neder of Dom of Alai. Because by a Menuvel Umukashchin, essentially, he's somebody who doesn't have a Shuma Ke Eved HaNimka B'Shuk. But a Yaitzei Laharik essentially could have that Shuma. The fact that in actuality nobody would buy him makes absolutely no difference. Therefore, the Rambam needs to tell us that the miyot is because of the fact that he's kemes, and it's a smite megzeres akasov that he's ein lepidyon. But the etzem metzias of ein ledamim is impossible. That's how the Brisk Rav is masber yaitzi laharik. The problem with this is that this isn't masber geises, because geises, because of his medical condition, is lechayer mamish like a menuvel mekashchin, and be'etzem, he doesn't have a shuma of eved hanimka l'shuk. The Brisk Rav leaves us hanging as far as Geisis is concerned. But on that, there's a teretz from the Minchas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Shin Nun, Ayis Yod, which Be'emes has also masber to us how the Rambam was able to say his pshat and ignore the Gemara. L'chayri, even if we make sense of the Rambam, it's still shver, haray the Gemara says something different. Zog to Minchas Chinuch, Amari Tekechap, that even though it's true that a Geisis is Rav Geisis in Lamisa, that does not mean that he has no shuma in the market of an eved. Because miyot geisim are not lemisa. A person would take a chance and pay a small amount of money to buy a geisis because of the miyot sad that he might recover. And so too by yaitzi laharig, lemaisa it takes time until he's actually yaitzi laharig. If he's an eved, for example, that has the skills to be naked margolius, would be kedai to spend money on this eved even for the short amount of time that he's going to work for him until he's yaitzi laharig. So, M. Kane, in the Gemara in the beginning, when it's Masber, that the reason why a Gaisis and Yetzel Harigar is Enei Nidar, because it's Enei Domim, Be'emes, that's a big Deichik. Because it's not true in all situations. Maybe in most situations, we have specific Gaisis, if he's in a bad condition, or a Yetzel Harig, if he doesn't have skills that make him worthwhile to buy, between now and his Yetzel Harig, people won't pay any Domim for him. And in those situations, Taka is Enei Domim. But it will come out that it's not a blanket rule, because there can be situations where a person is considered a geisus, and nevertheless, somebody would pay money for him. Or he's a yaitzil harig, and somebody would pay money for him. And in those situations, if someone says dam of a lie, it should be chal. So it's going to be a deikik in the Mishnah, because we're going to have to say that the Mishnah is talking not referring to all situations. It's just going up here, rave situations, he has no damim. That's in the beginning of the Gemara. Once the Gemara, though, is nachis, in order to be masber, why a yaitzil harig is not nerach, to the pasuk that teaches us, kol cherem le'yipadeh. Now that we have the pasuk, that's really going to be now an explanation also to why he's ain't like damim either. And now, b'emes, in all cases, he's ain't like damim, like the hezber of the Rambam, because he's chashuv k'meis, and a meis is nesmayit from erech and damim, because he's ain't like pidyon. And we no longer have to be matka can say that it's because of the practical consideration that al pi rov he's not going to have a value. Ad kan, the Pirush HaNifla of the Minchas Chinuch, and the Hezber of the Brisker Rav, how to understand the Inyan of Geisus and Yetzel Harik al-Pi Mishnasai of the Rambam, and how it stems with our Sugya. And ad kan this shir to Masech Te'erechin Daf Vav.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.